It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for April 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, HBO Now launched on iTunes and Apple TV just ahead of season kickoffs for Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley. The service will cost $14.99 a month, though the first one's free, and it doesn't require your best friend's mom to pay for cable. This seems like a good opportunity to play you my recent conversation with Matt Walsh. He's a guy who many people would identify as that red-haired dude with a mustache who plays Mike McClintock on the HBO show Veep. Walsh is also a writer, comedian, and the co-founder of improv powerhouse The Upright Citizens Brigade. I sat down with him outside of the Four Seasons Hotel in Austin, Texas. How has the internet made your job as a comedian easier or harder?
Things like Google and texting have really challenged plot devices. Like, if you can imagine a film noir movie where people could just text each other, you would never tail someone, you would never meet them in an alley.
I had to get to a phone.
Yeah, exactly. You don't run out after the press conference and get into a phone.
Right.
In terms of being like an actor, I guess it makes you kind of have to be like engaged, I think, with your audience. So whether it's, I do Twitter because it's mostly one way. You don't feel the burden of like, oh, I have to get back.
What about Twitter as a form of comedy? I mean, does it have any similarities with improv?
It does, in that like some days I'll just try to tweet something, for example, and I'll just start writing and not thinking about it. So you're sort of improvising your thought.
Yeah.
Because some people who are great at Twitter, they have like 10 jokes
right
banked in their drafts. I never do that. Like, I see, oh, that's a cool picture, and I'll get rid of it. And I'm like, did my homework today. Like, I'm done with my Twitter homework.
You have three young kids.
We have three young kids.
What's funny to you about how they interact with technology?
Well, my son, who's 7 and a half, Jude, he likes to text me on the iPad now.
Yeah.
And because of that predictive texting, like if you start the word he, it'll sometimes say Hershey or helium, and then you can just guess. So it's like, hi, Dad, how are you, elephant, balloon, Times Square, is the house ready, boyfriend, gorilla. Do you know what I mean? But it's like two or three paragraphs. And then I read it, and it's like sort of ridiculous.
I heard someone describe Veep as way more realistic than House of Cards when it comes to like politics in Washington.
Yeah.
Which seemed like a great compliment and also moderately concerning.
Yeah. People laugh and say, boy, your show is exactly like DC. I'm like, that shouldn't be funny. Like, that's a really important business you guys should be doing. And yet the reality is like flawed people get this bill. They're eating barbecue chicken, or they're like from downstate Illinois and they're sitting on a Senate oversight committee that wants to talk about the, you know, navigation on a drone and should we fund it for $2 more billion or not.
Right.
And
they're like, so, oh, there's barbecue on that page.
Yeah.
Just tear that off. That's not important.
Right. So they're just normal, flawed human beings. I mean, basically, we should have a dictator and we'd be all better off.
You heard it here first. Matt Walsh, co-founder, UCB, actor, comedian, writer. Matt, thank you so much.
That was fun. Thank you.
From fake political storylines to a real one, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul started a narrative yesterday when he announced his candidacy for the presidency. If the son of Ron is going to succeed in 2016, he'll need to run a tech-savvy campaign that reaches out to tech-savvy voters. Dora Kingsley Vertenten is professor at the Sol Price School of Public Policy at USC Annenberg. She says so far, Senator Paul's website game is pretty good.
It uses current technology for what we call social signage. So it has a revolving list of people who've donated or are supporting him. It looks very active. It looks like things are happening in real time. And he's the first one to give donors a choice of whether they want to contribute on a credit card, use PayPal, or Bitcoin.
A libertarian accepting Bitcoin makes sense. By the way, it might be back up by now, but for a time, Senator Paul's speech announcing his candidacy had been blocked on YouTube for copyright violation involving Warner Music Group. The song he played on the way off stage was apparently Shutting Detroit Down by country singer John Rich. Ooh, Uber might be extremely popular among individual people who have money to burn on taxis, but the company is also gaining a lot of popularity for businesses and their business accounts. 47% of expensed business rides apparently come from Uber right now. It's a big market with big spenders. Certify, the second largest expense management software in the U.S., is handling a lot of these Uber transactions, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
In general, going after business users is smart business, says Rohit Verma. He's a professor at Cornell University's School of Hotel Administration.
Business travelers, they are less price sensitive and they take a lot more trips. So the number of travelers may be less, but then the total amount spent is higher.
Since they're not spending their own money, Verma says business customers are generally more focused on convenience than price. Bob Neveu is the president of Certify. He says Uber is winning over business travelers because in some cities, using its app is more convenient than trying to hail a cab on the street.
You have a mobile application, you use that same mobile application anywhere, and you request a car and you give a rating and you pay for it all in one device. It's very, very efficient and easy for people to understand and consume.
Techies like to use the word seamless. And in order to be even more seamless for companies and employees, Uber's launched an automatic billing program so workers wouldn't even need to file for reimbursements. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
We won't pick you up in an Uber car or do your business expenses, but we will tweet at you and follow back. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.